ex-Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan surprised everyone yesterday by filing to run against U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski in the Republican primary. APRN's Liz Ruskin talked to Sullivan today to find out how he intends to campaign and why he waited until minutes before the 5 p.m. deadline.
Sullivan says he didn't want to put his hat in until he knew who else was running. Late in the afternoon, Sullivan says he spoke to Murkowski's 2010 rival, Joe Miller.
I did. I called him, and he had indicated that he decided not to run. And so, again, that's why my decision was kind of last minute, because he was, I know, contemplating it as well.
Murkowski has more than $3 million cash on hand, and her campaign says they're staffed and ready for the challenge. Sullivan, on day one of his campaign, was making calls and strategizing. He says he probably won't be able to mount a big media campaign, but in a closed primary, Sullivan hopes he can do a lot with a small budget.
Going to probably drive from Valdez to Tok a couple times and stop as many places along the way and just talk with people.
Sullivan says he doesn't want to say anything bad about Murkowski. Their families have been friends for decades. He says he'll run on his record as a conservative and a budget hawk. Murkowski's campaign in web ads identifies her as the conservative voice for Alaska. But she has a mixed voting record on abortion, and Sullivan says it's a likely campaign issue.
Yeah, I would be the pro-life candidate in the primary. So that clearly is one area of distinction.
If Sullivan did get elected, he might have a tougher time distinguishing himself from Alaska's other U.S. senator. At least the two Dan Sullivans have different middle names. Other candidates in the race are Republican Bob Lochner, who had about $100 in his campaign account at the end of March, Libertarian C.N. Stevens, who had about $900, and Independent Margaret Stock, who had more than $230,000 cash on hand. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.